Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to sprinkle a little bit of love and wisdom into your day, one affirmation at a time. Now, today, we're diving into something super relevant, managing technology addiction and navigating the often toxic world of social media. Ever scroll through Instagram for what feels like hours, even though you have a million other things you should be doing? You know that feeling when you wake up checking your phone before your feet even hit the floor? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We're not powerless against these digital demons. First things first, let's get real about why this is so important. In today's hyper-connected world, technology can be both a blessing and a curse. It connects us, informs us, entertains us, but it also has the power to consume us, steal our time, and leave us feeling empty and anxious. So how do we strike that balance? How do we become masters of our digital lives instead of slaves to them? I've got 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your power and cultivate a healthier relationship with technology. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is acknowledging the problem. It's like being aware of a leaky faucet. You can't fix it until you know it's leaking, right? Start paying attention to how you feel when you're using your phone or social media. Do you feel energized and connected, or drained and stressed? Be honest with yourself about your usage patterns. You might be surprised by what you discover. 2. Set boundaries. Think of these boundaries as digital fences around your mental space. Decide on specific times to check your phone and stick to them. Make it a rule to avoid screens an hour before bed. Trust me, your sleep will thank you. Turn off notifications for non-essential apps. You don't need to be constantly bombarded with updates and alerts. 3. Curate your feed. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It can connect us to friends and family, but it can also expose us to negativity and comparisons that leave us feeling inadequate. Be mindful of the accounts you follow, and follow anyone who triggers you or leaves you feeling drained. Fill your feed with positivity, inspiration, and people who uplift you. 4. Embrace digital detox. Just like we need breaks from our jobs and responsibilities, we also need digital detox periods. Schedule regular time away from all screens, go for a walk in nature, read a book, spend quality time with loved ones. Disconnect to reconnect with yourself and the world around you. 5. Find alternative activities. Remember those hobbies you used to enjoy before smartphones took over? Now is the perfect time to rekindle them. Explore new interests, learn a new skill, or simply spend more time being present in real life experiences. Remember, life is happening outside the screen, don't miss out. Think about that friend who always seems glued to their phone, scrolling endlessly even when they're hanging out with you. You know what I mean. They might seem happy, but deep down, they are probably missing out on real-life connections and experiences. This is where we come in. By consciously managing our technology habits, we can break free from that cycle and create a more balanced and fulfilling life. Okay, let's get super real for a second. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party with friends, everyone's laughing and having a great time, but you find yourself constantly checking your phone, half listening to the conversation. You miss out on inside jokes, interesting stories, the whole point of being there. That's technology addiction playing its game, distracting you from the present moment. Now, imagine if you put your phone aside, fully engaged with the conversation, absorbing every word, and truly connecting with your friends. You'd feel so much more present, grateful, and happy, right? So remember, beautiful souls, you have the power to choose how technology serves you, not the other way around. By setting boundaries, being mindful of our usage, and prioritizing real-life connections, we can reclaim our time, our energy, and our joy. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to manage your technology addiction and create a healthy relationship with social media? Share it in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey. And don't forget to subscribe to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations for more daily doses of love, wisdom, and empowerment. Until next time, stay radiant and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.